Blog Talk Radio.
Computer on, all eyes on me. If I catch you looking at anything else, I'm going to beat my ass like a runaway slave.
Space, a final frontier.
DJ!
Party time.
These are the voyages of the starship
Mele
Prize. Its five-year mission, to explore.
That good health can, baby.
To seek out
new
life and new civilizations. To boldly go where no has gone before.
It is time for the hottest show on the internet. It's Renegade Radio with your host, DJ Smell So Good, and international
host. Hail, all the way from the Netherlands. Presenting
Sayonite.
Interface complete.
Yeah, I got to give y'all motherfuckers one quick warning, you know what I'm saying, before coming on this show, you know?
Leave any bigotry in your quarters. There's no room for it on the bridge.
Yeah. Going down real big, man. Check it out.
Bubba here to talk to you about bid66.com. It's fun, it's easy, and if you sign up right now at bid66.com, you get 10 free bids. How about an Apple iPad, an Xbox? I bought mine for $30 at bid66.com. Pirate tickets, gift cards, get your kicks from bid66.com. Plus, free shipping straight from the factory. Where else can you get that? Nowhere. Go to bid66.com. .com right now.
Shit, if this is going to be that kind of party, I'm going to stick my dick in the mashed potato.
All right. Get all that out the way. All right, people, check it out. It is Weed Day Wednesday up in the building. We got something extra special for you. Shouts out to DJ Dalwan. You know what I'm saying? The Down South Players Entertainment. Holding it down real big for the independent artists such as myself too. You know what I'm saying? We hand in hand as DJs. You know what I'm saying? And giving exposure to local artists. You know what I'm saying, around the world. So we got some artists that we're gonna be bringing up today. You know what I'm saying, a little later on in a few minutes. You know what I'm saying, you ever heard of the song or you ever heard of Sucker Duckles? Yeah, I'm talking about Sucker Duckles. You know what I'm saying? Well, we're talking about that today. Shouts out to Kudion, the Don, Legend, and Flyboy, all supposed to be coming through. And the song is a tribute to Debbie, what is it, Debbie the Glass Lady? And I'm going to hit her up on Facebook, too. She got a phone number. We're actually going to give her a call. We're going to hit her up and see exactly what Sucker Duckers is all about. You know what I'm saying? So, anybody fans of the Sucker Duckers, you got a pair of Sucker Duckers, hit me up. Area code 347-237-5125, all the way live up in this meow. This cap smells so good. This is how we do it. Shouts out to my international co-host, Mr. Sayonai, who is somewhere around here. You know what?
Don't nobody go in the bathroom for about 45 minutes. Somebody open the window.
I ain't sure if that's where he at. You know what I'm saying? And shout out to my homie, doing it real big, and of course Miss Heavenly Angel out there. You know what I'm saying, in Cyberland. Big ups to the goddess. What is this? Goddess on the journey. Please take a listen to my song. Love your support. Thank you from Canada. All right, shout out to Canada. Hey, shout out to Miss Susie for representing Canada. You know what I'm saying? Hey, what is it? Hey. That's what's up. Hey, send all music. You know what I'm saying? We play all music no matter where it's from. It's independent. You know what I'm saying? Holler at your boy. WDGERadio@gmail.com. That's where you send the music to. WDGERadio@gmail.com. I don't do all the YouTubes and stuff like that, people. This is a radio show. You know what I'm saying? You send me the music and I play it on the radio. That's what we do. You know what I'm saying? For real.
What's happening? It's your boy Six Figures rocking with the Starship Smelly Prize and DJ Smell So Motherfucking Good, you bitches. You better rock with us or rock the fuck on, partner. Six Figures. Yee!
That's real. real. Now I got two songs. One's from the chick named Legend. You know what I'm saying? She's spitting some hot shit. And the other one's from Coolion. It's all three of them actually on one track. You know what I'm saying? So we're gonna be checking that out in just a second. But before we do that, you know what I'm saying? I'm gonna get into a couple of my tracks from people that, you know what I'm saying, I support. You know what I'm saying? And that's what we're gonna do. You know?
Please stop. I'm dying over here.
Oh, fuck you. Right now.
Back And baby, if you don't mind, we'll start back at ABC. With those two special words, baby, they make you smile, make you begin to stare at me intently. Now we move on down the road to that next level called intimacy. That's when I fell in love with you, baby, and you fell in love with me. Hey, 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 hey.
Shouts out to the last Don up in this Mudaneka. The God is on a journey. You know what I'm saying? Shouts out to you. Make sure you send me that music over. Need your son on the radio. You know what I'm saying? Playing live. Beaming out of Tampa Bay, Florida. It is 8-1 Trey Trey 4 up in this thing. You know what I'm saying? We're doing the Dirty South style all the way around the world. And I mean the world. This heavenly angels feeling a little sour. And give them a little citrus. This is Rita Shelby. That's a good sign. Don't forget, coming up, Sucker Duckers, Coolion, the Don, Legend, and Flyboy will be in the building breaking it down. People, Sucker Duckers, Sucker Duckers.
Quart of lemonade, but it still don't taste like juice. Been trying to make a picnic from this drought that I've been through. Squeezing sour citrus, tart and tangy with a seal. Squeezing sour citrus has lost its sex appeal. I've consumed my bowl of cherries, had some lovers come and go. There's been times when I've made money, but these bills won't seem to go. Squeezing sour citrus, not bad if you like lemonade. Squeezing sour citrus, but there's other drinks by Minute Maid. Drop by drop so strong and tasty. Now I've got my hang of it. In this life, you'll go through changes. You will win if you just don't quit. Squeezing sour citrus, serve it in a champagne flute. Adversity, defeat, and challenge. Got no victory that jokes on you. change it. You'll win if you just don't quit. Squeeze and sour citrus. Squeeze and sour citrus. Squeeze and sour citrus. Walk in and find your husband quickly zipping up his pants. Does your husband suffer from chapped dick? Then he may be addicted to porno. Mine was, and he left me to go be number 73 in the world's biggest gangbang. Did you know that 1 out of 3 marriages are ruined by excessive porno? Mine was. I mean, I like sex, but I'm no match for Janet Jackson. If you think your husband has a porno habit, help that nasty bastard before it goes too far. The early warning signs are there. Ask him to do a self-exam.
If you watch porno before 10 a.m., if you know the name of any guy in porno besides Ron Jeremy, if you can't get aroused unless you hear this, you may be addicted to porno.
But there's more.
If you're willing to donate your spine to Larry Flint, if your woman has thrown away all of your porno tapes and you masturbate to The View.
Star Jones.
If you like your woman to shower in 5-inch pumps. If you think the only way to get your woman pregnant is by shooting sperm in her eye, you might be addicted to porno.
Maybe I'm old-fashioned, but double anal penetration is just not my cup of tea.
Party pooper.
So if you think your husband is addicted to porno, please call 1-800-I-SEE-YOUR-ASS. Today.
That's 1-800-I-SEE-YOUR-ASS. Call today.
11-300, narcotics call down in Flint County. Report of a pot field there. Send some units. Send some snacks, please.
Yeah, already.
Drag it, man. Try anything once. Fly. You can't get a habit from weed. Quit whenever you like. Don't be chicken.
At the sound of the beam, you are on the show. Welcome. Porn music a little loud there, people. Porn music is a little loud. There we go. Wednesday presents Coolion the Don, legend and fly boy, talking about sucker duckers. It's a new song we got coming up, you know what I'm saying? Ms. Heavenly Angel, what is happening?
I'm sorry, that's what's happening.
I ain't got the little sound bites for the throw up, but you know.
I'll give you some of that. Just hold on.
We're going live, people. We're going live to the Golden Toilet at Pebble Angel's house.
How you doing today?
Hey, you know, I'm smoking, you know what I'm saying? Hey, any day is a smoky day, is a great day, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, Weed Day Wednesday, all right. Was it's missing you yesterday.
Down. Yeah, I need to get by CVS. CVS people, if y'all have one of those down there, they got notebooks and they're probably off sale now for $94.
What?
Yeah. $95, you can get you a notebook. You know what I'm saying? You know, go online and, you know, I was going to get it just to be able to do the show. You know what I'm saying? Basically, just so I can do, you know what I'm saying, to be a mobile, you know what I'm saying, mobile switch.
Mobile radio show.
Yeah, so I'm going to see if I can get over there today. I got enough saved up. I can get on over there and grab one. There we go. Uh-oh. Okay, you mentioned that you do not go on YouTube. Yes, that's correct. And appreciate you giving me a listen. Send you a couple of links. Woman, give me the music. What? Why you just don't send me an MP3 of his music?
Miss Tom, lady.
Yeah.
Love you, Miss Tom.
The old Vashon Kingston in Calgary, October 2009. I have done a lot of local shows. We'll love to get some international exposure, support, mentoring, and guidance. All right, that's what's up, Miss Goddess. Excuse me. You got to send some music, woman. Send some music. We want to play it, not watch it. We want to play it on the radio. Okay, people, this is what I have to do. This is See That You Want Me, KWS featuring Versatile. This is produced by O'Brien Music. All right, let's give it a listen, man. This is bootleg style. You know what I'm saying? We're going to listen to this via the video, so it's not actual listening, up-to-date listening quality, but we're going to give it a try. All right, here we go, people. Let's check it out. Let me turn this up some. Hold on a second. See, that's the problem. Shit, keep buffering and all that. Nah, this ain't gonna work. This ain't gonna work. It's not gonna work, people. All right, let's see if we can go to his YouTube channel and watch it off of the YouTube. Let's watch it off of the actual YouTube.
Who is the thing? Who's the group?
Well, there you go. I'll drop the link for everybody to click on. If I can, God damn it. All right, it'll work. All right, there's the YouTube link. Hey, it doesn't sound like Drake. That's cool. Oh, my bad. My bad, people. I wonder, he's not a Drake fan, is he? No, I'm not. All right, here we go, people. This is a exclusive debut straight off of YouTube. This is KWS Music. The song is called, what is the song called? Things Change. This is the Real Life Remix. Check it out. Right there, you know what I'm saying? It's KWS straight out of Canada, you know what I'm saying, representing real big. It's Raw Illest. You can hit him up on YouTube.com, KWS/Raw Illest. Subscribe to his channel. I'll go ahead and subscribe. Because I do the YouTube thing, you know what I'm saying? You can hit me up on YouTube.com/DJ Smell So Good or YouTube.com/813Battles. Yeah, doing a real big up in there. And let me sign up. Worldwide, people, you know what I'm saying? Worldwide. All the way down in Canada. I don't know what part, but let's see what part she's from exactly. KWS of Raw Illest and Chris Seraphim. Oh, okay. That's what time it is. Get something else going on in the background. You got deuces. All right, let's hear a little freestyle. Let's give him a freestyle tryout. All right, first of all. Come on. 972, you are in the building, live on the Starship Smelly Prize. Welcome.
What's going on? I was in the chat room, and I asked the question, am I in the Starship? And I was informed that I wasn't in the Starship until I called into the show. So
you was on the bridge, my brother. You was on the bridge, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, you was on the bridge, you know what I'm saying? Now you was officially on deck, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, okay,
you cool.
Chilling
next to the captain, you know what I'm saying? This is the smoker's room only, you know what I'm saying? That's why we have to have two different sections. You know what I'm saying? The bridge is the non-smoking section. You know what I'm saying? That's for everybody who ain't the smokers. And then, you know, I got to beam y'all up. You know what I'm saying? Then once you get into the captain's quarters, you know what I'm saying? This is where it goes down.
I guess I've been beamed up then.
So, you was beamed up. Next to the last Don is in the building, people. What's good, my brother? What's happening?
Nothing, man. Chilling, man. They say it's supposed to be 80 degrees out here today, man. But it feels like it's a cool maybe 68 or something. It don't feel like no 80, though.
Where we at?
I'm out here in Dallas, man.
Yeah, I'm going to give y'all forecast in just a second. But y'all the same as us, though. You know what I'm saying? Down in Florida, y'all the same. If it's 80, we pretty much got the same weather y'all be having.
Yeah, because it's been raining last night. Look, it's kind of cloudy now. I guess that's why the wind blowing, so I don't know.
Oh, okay. Shouts out to Calgary, AB Canada. Hey, how you like that song, that snippet right there, man? How you feeling that?
Oh, you know what? If you just played it, I ran out before I called in. I had to run to the gas station real quick. So I may have missed the song because I wrote the number down. I said as soon as I get back, I was going to call back into the show.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to play that. I got a Miss Goddess on a Journey. Her son is you know what I'm saying, from KWS Music. Got a couple of songs out. Opened up for Sean Kingston last year. And
are you gonna be playing something on there today from him?
Well, I'm waiting for him to send me the actual tracks. I'm on the YouTube station just checking out the YouTube.
Yeah, because she had sent it. I had a show a little earlier. She put it in the chat room. I sent her a private message on your show asking her to send me the link again to the YouTube so I could check it out.
Yeah. I was telling her to send me an actual track, but I was going to, I upload it. So you send me the track. You send it by email, I just upload it straight to the show and then play it right on the show. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's all good.
I do like that one cut you was playing, though, man, earlier with the woman. Come on, she got a quarter or something.
Oh, that sounds citrus.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's Rita Shelby. Yeah, man, I got all kind of fans. I got all kind of good motherfucking music. Guaranteed, people. Matter of fact, let me not toot my own horn, you know what I'm saying, so to speak, and let me let somebody else go ahead and tell it for me, you know?
The Trilateral Commission. You're tuning into the
Starship Smelly Prize.
Right here live on blogtalkradio.com.
The Starship Smelly Prize.
Captain smell so good, plays nothing but the best independent music worldwide. So tune in to him live right here on blogtalkradio.com. And if you've got a problem with that, then you'll see
annihilation. Total, complete, absolute annihilation.
That's what I'm talking
about.
He's
gone soft on us like some schoolboy bitch.
You sound like a gay.
Hey.
Was that Goofy Bomb, man?
That goddamn Timmy right there pushing buttons. Yeah, that's my dog's Goof at Bomb. Yeah. Beyonce to Miss PC Bomb. Live up in here. Shout out to Miss Computer Lady, man. You know what I'm saying? I hold it down. I ain't seen her in a hot little minute, but you know what I'm saying? She always holds it down. For Record of Game Radio, a.k.a. the Starship Smelly Pride. That's what we do it up in her. And that's what time it is. Don't forget, yeah, www.bit66.com. I did play that earlier, people, but we'll give that a run once again. And, who else we got? I got to upload with my homeboy Sleep Rock. I got another track by my homeboy Sleep Rock. Hey, who hot out there in Dallas, man?
You said who hot?
Yeah, who hot out there?
I don't know. They got a lot of hot people, man, but I'm kind of funny, man, when it comes down to the hip-hop, man. You know what I mean? There's a lot of cats out here, man, that's hot. But I don't really get to, I don't know, man. I'm kind of old-school hip-hop myself, so I don't get to a lot of, like, the new shit. You know what I mean? I listen to, like, some of the dudes out of Houston.
Shit on
shit.
The radio? Oh, my God. Huh? Oh, I'm sorry. No, I'm just fucking with you, bro.
No, I
thought you said shit,
you know,
on the radio. You know what I'm saying?
I don't fuck with the radio too much, man. I mean, because they put, I'm sick of Lil Wayne and Drake, man. I don't know how you feel about them, but I'm sick of that shit.
Oh, did he just say shit again? No, I think he said shit and fuck on the radio. Wow. Where they do that at? Oh, I'm sorry. We back. No, I'm saying like local, independent though. You know what I'm saying? Not that commercial. Oh, what about R&B then? Yeah, I'm looking for, you know, independent R&B.
No, they got a lot of R&B and hip hop artists out of here who independent, man. But I only been out here for a couple of years, so I don't really know that I ain't got the whole full fill of it. Dude asked me about somebody at work the other day. Somebody that's underground out here, but I ain't got. Now if you asked me about Cleveland when I was in Cleveland, you know, there's a lot of artists out there, but
yeah,
I've been out here a couple
for
years.
Where you really from? You from Cleveland? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Shouts out to Ohio. That's Miss Computer Lady Land. You know what I'm saying? She down there. And is she? No, she ain't.
Hey, I heard. Wasn't that Goofy Bone? I heard on the little sketch you just
Yeah, my drop. Yeah, he did my drop for me. My homeboy, he did the drop. Got my homeboy Six Figures did a drop for me. You know what I'm saying? Anybody want to do a drop? You know what I'm saying? Like that there. That's all you got to do and just mention. Starship Smelly Pride, DJ Smells So Good, really. Actually, no, because I need a bunch of them. I need a whole bunch of them. I need one to say Heavenly Angel sidekick kicking y'all in the head if y'all don't get right. I need one that's from Miss Heavenly Angel, so I play that, you know what I'm saying? And then I need one that says, you're live international, all you Mudaneka from Netherlands. That's from my co-host. So you know how that is.
Ain't Heavenly in the chat room? Ain't that her name, Heavenly?
Yeah,
I be the one in
there. Out of Washington. Yeah, that's my sidekick right here. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, because I ain't heard her say nothing. She the one told me, I ain't on the star. I'm on the bridge. I ain't on the star. She's like, call in. I ain't heard her say nothing.
Oh, well, she under the weather right now, man.
She's
under the weather right now, yeah. She's barely holding on. She's barely holding on, doctor. She's barely.
What you doing for the holiday, man?
Let's see here. I guess
I know you're getting your Eno.
Yeah, but you know,
everybody else is doing it. If he can handle Bennies and beer, he should be able to handle a few harmless puffs just to see what it's like.
You know what I'm saying? That's what I'm doing for the holidays. You know,
while under the influence of marijuana, his blood pressure increases. He feels unusual hunger and his central nervous system changes. His perception of depth and dimensions is radically changed.
And then he heads to grandma's house for some stovetop stuffing. Yeah, I'm fucking talking about shit. People, I don't eat stuffing. Sorry, not a stuffing, okra, whatever the other, Brussels sprouts, all that and that. No, I don't do none of that. Yeah, this guy's not black. He fucking shit. Nope. Don't do squash, none of that American Indian shit. Nope. Keep all that. Don't do that. No.
What about that gator,
don't
man?
Do
you
liver.
Down there in Florida. What about that gator?
Well, yeah, you know, I'm from Florida. It tastes like chicken. You know what I'm saying? Shit. That's that real country shit, though. You know what I'm saying? Squirrel and frog leg and snake. You know what I'm saying? People are like, ooh, you ate all that? Yeah, motherfucker. Yeah. You got to try it once. You know what I'm saying? That's why you find out if you don't like it. I don't like liver. You know what I'm saying? Fried liver's all right. But when, you know, people try to stew it down and all that. Nah,
you said lizard.
Liver.
Oh, liver. I thought you said lizard.
Oh, no. Hell, no. Damn, you're getting straight survival. You know what I'm saying? You're getting straight survival over right now. I got to pop the head off the lizard, slit his belly down, then you take the little guts out. Then that's good protein right there. No, I ain't doing all that. If it comes down to that, we just going to have to go vegetarian. It's no grass around here. You know what I'm saying? It gets to eat. The cows eat it. Something right about it if the cows eating it. Yeah, that's real. So what you got going on for the old
Top Golf?
Not much, man. I probably just chill at the house, man. We're gonna have us some Cajun fried turkey, man, and shit and some other shit, you know, the usual black shit, the shit to give you a heart attack, stroke, high cholesterol, shit like that.
No, that got to have all that. You know what I'm saying? Heavy,
sweet potato pie,
you know
baby.
Saying?
Sweet potato pie.
Yeah. Collard greens. Pig feet. Got pig feet?
No, I ain't got no pig feet, though. My wife don't fuck with. Well, I don't know. She don't cook them. I don't think she know how. I grew up on pig ears and pig feet. But, you know, that's an old school, man. You catch these women now, man. They can't cook that.
Hog mugs?
No, I don't fuck with the hog mugs.
Yeah, see, I ain't no pork person. Me, personally, I'm not a pork person. So don't think I'm coming to you motherfucking luau, you know what I'm saying, ready to get a slice of some pig ass. You know, that ain't me.
I
know,
eat a
ain't
man, I
got to
have some ham hocks in my greens. What are you talking about?
Well, I mean, now,
oh, yeah,
what I'm
hogs,
saying for the flavoring
turkey.
And stuff. Yeah, for the flavoring, yeah, but I'm saying just to straight up eat pork. I'm not a, you know what I'm saying, I'm not a pork eater, not even a pork chop.
I eat some neck bones, though.
Yeah, I eat.
I
tear
some neck bones up.
It's not a personal preference to eat every day. You know how people just like pork every day. Like, they'll be a pork chop eater. Every day, they fuck up some pork chops. No, I might do it once a month. You know what I'm saying? I keep the poison in them now. You can't be 100% pure people. You got to keep some poison in. You keep it balanced. You know what I'm saying? That's what y'all
understand. I hear a lot of people talking about, man, I don't fuck with no pork. I don't eat no pork shit. I eat the pork, though. I mean, I don't eat it every day, but I eat some pork.
Guys, busy, but listening. Okay, shouts out to Inception Radio. You know what I'm saying? Shouts out to Paranormal Suit Radio, PSN. You know what I'm saying?
Greetings, Earthlings. This is Captain Smell So Good of the Starship Smelly Prize with my international co-host, Sayonai. And when we're not soaring through the cosmos looking for alien chicks, we're hanging out in the nuttiest head on and off the internet. That is the Jackal's Head on www.paranormalsuitnetwork.com.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, let me ask you something, man.
Well, then.
Hey, do you ever, sometimes, man, when you do your show, I don't know how it be on your shit, man, but sometimes, man, like, I play music on my show, and then on my end, the shit be kind of fucked up sometimes. Now, I don't know if that's your blog talk shit fucking up or what it is.
Yeah, that's blog talk. Your phone be fucking up and shit?
Yeah, well, I do it on
itself.
Skype. I do it on Skype, and then the music on my end, it sound like muffled or like it's dragging sometimes. It's fucked up. But then the other people say it sound fine. But on my end, it be fucked up.
You got that delay. Okay, you got that delay. That might be through Skype, though. That might just be Skype and blog talk, not compatible. Because I don't really get that. I mean, I might get like my phone sound all staticky and shit or somebody.
Yeah,
I get staticky too,
you know, and shit like that.
I get shit just pop up on me, you know.
Hello, I'd like to speak to Ms. Tinkle.
What's up?
First name, Ivana.
Ivana Tinkle. Just a sec. Ivana Tinkle. Ivana Tinkle. All right, everybody, put down your glasses. Ivana Tinkle.
Not bad. I don't know. That might not be a defect. You know what I'm saying?
I'm glad I came through, though. This computer lady gave me a shout-out. I said, who got a good show on next? She was like, Smelly got a good show on. She ain't even here. Oh, is she here?
Oh, yeah. Miss Capita laid up in the airport now. We got
guys. Okay. Well, I ain't in the chat room. When I first came through, she was there.
Yeah, she doing real big. You know what I'm saying, Miss Computer Lady? She doing real big, man. You know what I'm saying? She put the
shout out to Miss Computer Lady because she gave me the shout out to the show this morning. I said, "Who got a good show on?" And she was like, "Smelly, go Smelly." That's so really, I was like, "Cool."
I appreciate it. Hey, you ever heard of Sucker Ducker?
No, what a Sucker Ducker, man. Sounds like some old school shit.
Yeah, well, I mean, I. Supposed to be calling in today. Supposed to be having Coolion the Don Legend and Flyboy call in to explain exactly.
I see you say
exactly, that. Where they at? You know what I'm saying? Yeah, well, just to call in. They're supposed to be calling in. That's what I'm waiting on. And, you know, I get the songs playing. And they can explain more of what the Sucker Duckers actually is. I'm making a special call, though, to one of their homegirls, which they don't even know. You know what I'm saying? So if they don't
Sucker
call
Sucker Duckers sound like some old school shit.
Yeah, it does on it. But I think it's glasses. I know it's glasses. It's some special diamond out glasses make you look like what the motherfucking nigga is with the always had them big stupid ass glasses with diamonds all around, hanging around with Snoop Dogg with the pimp cup and all that crazy shit. Magic Don Juan and shit. You know what I'm saying? It looked like some Magic Don Juan glasses. That's what it looked like.
Ain't that the truth, though, man? How Magic Don Juan, old school, went from pimping, dressing in plaid and all that shit, and then out of that motherfucker and just basically got on with Snoop Dogg.
Oh, well, that means he went and joined the church. Oh, my bad that I say that. He's a preacher. He's a preacher, people.
Yeah, he's a preacher, man.
Oh, yeah.
That's what he say.
I guarantee he is. You know what I'm saying? Most pimps, players and hustlers are preachers nowadays. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, they've... carried it from the streets to the pulpit. But, hey.
But if they catch a couple of fly chicks out in the congregation, you think they're pimple?
Man, please. You must have been to church lately. You know what I'm saying?
Leave any bigotry in your quarters. There's no room for it on the bridge.
Oh, wow. I got a new song for y'all, man. I want y'all to check this out. Give me y'all opinion. You know what I'm saying? And y'all can hit my homeboy up if y'all want to give him y'all true opinion. This is Lee Atchett. A.K.A. my homeboy Lil Lee, you know what I'm saying? And you can hit him up on Facebook at facebook.com/pages. I don't know why the hell he did that, /Lee Archie. That's somebody else who don't know what the fuck they doing. But people, you know what I'm saying? That shouldn't say no pages. It should just say facebook.com/Lee Archie. All right. Anyways. Also, you can email him at leearchie@gmail.com or hit him up at 717-256-1533. And this is produced by Riddick. The song is called Hard Life. Shake it out. This is the first time ever heard on the radio.
Life ain't what it used to be. Mine and now is hard. The world is like a actor. You just play your part, and it's 50-2 in every hand. You just pick a card, and I'm doing this for my city. And regardless, getting better. Your family break apart. Way before you get the cheddar, I admit it. This my city, ain't no running me from here. Been out of prison for a year. Now that life is getting better. Yeah, I did it for the world, but my family take a part. Miss Diana, that's my heart. Ain't no stopping till we start. See, Cupid ran out of arrows, so we started swinging doors. Thank one pierced me in my heart. Now my angels in my voice. I feel the angels in my voice. Every time I talk, I raise my voice. So I'm screaming out of court. Ain't no stopping me this year. You wanna drink, then grab a beer. A parachute, we out of here. To a better place in history. Cause we ain't have a choice. And the reason he ain't make it, cause he ain't have a voice. I guess music ain't made for everybody's voice. And I just wanna bow while we driving in a Rolls Royce. Jump off in this limo and come roll with a rapper. 131st and 23rd with the trappers. That be Chip, that be K, that be Cheese, and that be G, that be Cook, and that be me. And guess who else? That be it. I'm the flying bird to spread my wings off in this bird. And I'm the first to get my money and make it rain off in this club with you. antidote. Say the world is like a cancer and I'ma steal a show. Not at Christmas, come around the Grinch, cause I'ma steal some more. Now grab your bottle, shake it up and pop the top and steal some more. Could make it rain before I leave, but that's the key part of the show. Plus my money ain't no good to me if it's all on the floor. Could make it rain, could make it shout, could make it cyclops even snow. I every time I hit the club, at the Nike check the show, I said that life is going better. Make my name go down in history. If it don't, that means somebody put me out my misery. Feel it building in my bones, world. Physically and mentally. And every time I'm with a girl, she's screaming, how she into me. After 9 months, she be screaming that she kissing me. How she pregnant, can't get pregnant. How she pregnant through a throat. Before I let my bum off, that's when I'ma let her go. Until I let my bum off, that's when I'ma let it go.
I'm not afraid to use We're back. Yo, give my man a round of applause. Kick Capri.
All I'm saying, you got to enjoy your motherfucking life. That's all the fuck I'm saying. Enjoy your goddamn life. Life is fucking short. Enjoy that shit. Some of y'all just need to smoke some weed and see if it don't help the quality of your motherfucking life. I know, I see some of y'all. Look, I understand. If you ain't smoking weed because you got a good job, then by all means, make your paper, boo-boo. But if you ain't got no job and you not smoking weed, I don't know what the fuck you are doing with your life. I really don't. I really don't. Don't give me that shit about it's a drug. It ain't no motherfucking drug. I done the research. It's just a plant. It just grows like that. And if you just happen to set it on fire, there are some effects. But that's not the same as drugs. Drugs, you got to do shit to it chemically. You got to add baking soda, water, stir it up. I don't know the recipe. I'm just saying. It's some shit you got to do to it. Well, why the fuck is it legal? I don't know. Aspirin is perfectly legal, but if you take 13 of them motherfuckers, it'll be your last headache. Long as you've been living, you ain't never heard of a motherfucker overdose on marijuana. You might have thought that nigga was dead. He ain't dead. He gonna wake up in 30 minutes, hungry enough to eat up everything in your house. That's a side effect. Hungry, happy, and sleepy. That's it.
Many are called, but the chosen a few. I'm adored by them all, but I'm closer to you. But you, yo, you only come around when you feel you need it. And you won't talk to me unless I beg you to. So the ignorant man in me acts like a nigga that calls you conceited. And like any lover who's been scorned, baby, you bounce to give me time to contemplate my actions. You see, lack of appreciation dictates that you vacate my space. So I see you at the venue the next night, spending time with the next man. And it's like the two of you, I'm laughing in my face. But he can't play with you the way that I do. And he don't stay up with you in the wee hours of the night, making sure you feel right. In other words, baby, what I'm saying is, he ain't me. But your attitude is like that dude from Amistad, you see. Every time I try to get close to you, you keep yelling out, give us free. So yeah, maybe it's time I moved on. Get back together with that hip-hop chick. We'll have a menage a trois with rhythm and blues and get my groove on, you see. You're right, don't make me wrong. And 16 bars don't make a hot song. And regardless of all the stress and BS that you put me through, baby, with you, it's where I feel I belong. So for the next hour or two, I'm going to sit here and make love to this bottle of Henny and hope that you come back to me. Baby, real, recognize real, and even a blind man can see that I can't do this without you. So today and every day, I'm going to say that I love every single thing about you. See, baby, when you speak, I get weak. And when we make love between the sheets, our passion gives hope to any lonely soul who needs it. To each and everyone within earshot who receives it, believe it, this is true. Baby, you need me just like I need you. This ain't a Bobby and Whitney type thing. This is a Malcolm and Betty Shabazz type thing. This is a Martin or Greta Scott King type thing. See, what we have here ain't puppy love and can't be described as just some silly flame. See, baby, I'm in love with the lust that is you because you allow me to do what I love to do. And I understand that I'm not your only man. And I heard that you had a couple of chicks on the side too. So I just wait for your call to wake me up in the middle of the night so I can dictate, recreate, and recite another part of my life. And if I could marry you, baby, I'd make you my wife. But I can't, and we've been playing this silly game for just a long while. So I see you at the venue the next night, and when it's my time to shine on the mic, I'll just smile and introduce the world to our love child. Misunderstood.
Eric Wall misunderstood, you know what I'm saying, playing the best hits around the world, you know what I'm saying, going down real big. Live right here, you know what I'm saying, y'all, is live on Weed's Day Wednesday presents Coolion the Don, Legend, and Fly Boy. We talking about Sucker Duckers. Y'all don't even know what I'm saying, but, you know, I already got it stuck in my head, you know what I'm saying, it's going down real big. Calling in, we're going to get this interview live, all the way live. Y'all's riding out, Captain Smells So Good is in the building. Hope y'all feeling good, because here we go. I got to get upstairs and get me a light, too. You know what I'm saying? Weed's Day Wednesday. Hope y'all puffing, because if you ain't doing it, you ain't doing nothing.
Timmy!
Here we go. All right, we got, starting at the top, we got Hamlin Angel representing Seattle, Washington. 972, you know what I'm saying? We got Next to the Last Dawn doing it real big up there in Dallas. You know what I'm saying? Shouts out to everybody up there in Texas. We got 2813 calls just popped in up in her. You know what I'm saying? Welcome to the Shizzo. This is Record of Game Radio. What's happening?
It's on you.
Hello?
Yeah, it's Coolie on the Dawn. What's up?
All right, there we go, people. There we go. This is the first of many guests that we got today. Coolie on the Dawn is up in the building. Let's go ahead and welcome him to the Shizzo.
What's happening?
Time it is. I got my motherfucking mind. I ain't got them yet, but I got them on order. You know what I'm saying? I got some sucker duckers on order already. Already.
Yeah,
what's happening, Coolion the Don? What it do, my brother? How you doing today?
I'm good, man. I'm good.
All right, that's what time it is. Welcome to the show. Welcome to Wrecking the Game Radio. Who else we got? Who else we got up in here?
Yeah, that is Bob.
Miss Emily Angel
up in here.
Okay, Miss Angel. Who 765? Who that is right now?
What up, Smell?
Oh, okay, Mr. DJ Dawan right there, ladies and gentlemen, Down South Players Entertainment. That's out of Bonnie Von Shea, you know what I'm saying? Vision and Two Man Army, everybody out there. And this is the reason for this interview. You know what I'm saying, Mr. DJ Dawan hooked up the interview, you know what I'm saying, with Coolion Don. We got Legend and Fly Boy in the building, too.
Legend should be calling in shortly.
Okay, all right. Well, Coolion, tell me, first of all, give me a little background on you, right, real quick. Tell me where you're from and all that stuff.
I'm from Fort Myers, Florida, but, you know, I reside in Tampa. You know, I've been in Tampa for a while, you know, since 92, and doing things with 2-for-1 Records, Rated R. You know, J. Creed, all them boys, Jam Pony Express. You know, we just doing our thing, man.
Oh, Jam Pony. I don't know nothing about that Jam Pony, man. You don't
man.
Know nothing about it. I'm about to check your ID, man. You don't know nothing about that. You remember Level 2 Style back in the day?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Now you already know what time it is. Welcome to the show. Welcome to the show. So tell me, what Sucker Duckers? What is exactly is a Sucker Ducker or the concept behind the song and everything?
Sucker Duckers is really a song. The concept behind Sucker Duckers is that you could ice out shades, and they're called Sucker Duckers. You know, Miss Debbie the Glass Lady is really a tribute to Miss Debbie. She's the glass lady. You know, she make all the pimp cups and the shades and glasses for, you know, Bishop Don Juan, Snoop, you know, and them boys.
Pat Williams. I'm on her page. I'm on her Facebook page right now, looking at some of her photos. Damn,
bad.
She doing it big, boy. I mean, she got Cat Williams with a cup, and he holding that dang thing, that presidential, that Obama's mama. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah.
Only pimps.
Wow. And so what? I mean, what really made you so? She made the glasses? She makes the glasses?
Yeah, she makes the shades, you know what I'm saying? And they're iced out, man. And, you know, it basically it's sucker duckers. You know, sometimes you got a lot of suckers around you that you need to duck.
Right. I feel that. You know what I'm saying? Like, we got Acapulco with the hater blockers.
Right.
You know, got the hater blockers going. You know what I'm saying? These are slang terms, people. For basically dodging crony bullshit ass people that you don't want in your presence.
Right.
So you put your shades on, you know what I'm saying, to let them to put that signal that I don't see you. That's what that means. That's what that symbolizes, people. So anytime you really want to add injury to insult, you take your sucker duckers, you know what I'm saying, or you take your tampons on, hater blockers, and you slap them things on, you know what I'm saying, and you say, I don't see you. And that's how you get it in. So how the song been doing? I mean, as far as getting nationwide exposure, how that's been going?
Well, it's getting there. You know, we just did the song, so you know it's slowly but surely moving. It's moving fast actually, but you know we try to get it out though.
Yeah, it's catchy. I'm first say that is the sucker. That is just. Yeah, I'm riding around. I can't, you know what I'm saying? It's the way that it's spelled, you know what I'm saying? That's what just sucker. I can't help but ride around and be singing it. You know what I'm saying? It's
yeah,
real
man.
Catchy. And when Legend and Flyboy, when they come on, I like, especially like her, because she come on and she just like, bam. I always like a female on the track. You know what I mean?
Legend,
me personally,
Legend.
We got, you know, it's just so male dominated. We need some more females, you know what I'm saying, to really step up and can represent.
Yeah, man.
She does that.
Yeah, man. Legend is, you know, she really swagged the song out. She's one of the hottest female rappers here, besides, you know, Heather. We got Heather Marie, then you got, you know, we got Bonnie Vachey. We got a lot of good female rappers that's out, man. It's just they really need to be heard.
Yeah, they ain't got the exposure yet, you know. And that's my job, you know what I'm saying? I really only promote, you know what I'm saying, a lot of female artists. That's really like my big thing to do is promote females, you know what I'm saying? Because, you know, it's easy as a male to kind of walk to anybody and, you know what I'm saying, they look at you as, you know, an artist. When it comes to a female, though, they looking at your features first, then your brain second, you know what I'm saying, and then your talent third. You know what I'm saying? It's kind of a backwards thing, but that's reality that you're living in right now. So only thing you got to do is just respect that, you know, and everybody gonna get along, you know what I'm saying? So as far as Legend, where is she from?
Legend's from, she lives here in Tampa.
Oh, she out of Tampa. Oh, okay.
How the hell I am?
That's one thing about female artists, people. Don't think they can have albums in the stores and DJ's not here about it, you know what I'm saying? Because it's
right.
All about that street level exposure, you know what I'm saying? And right now, females just ain't getting that. So, this is what I want to do. Since we do have the song, well, as a matter of fact, let me get into the song first. We're gonna get into the song, and if Legend calls in, I got a song about her too. Now, Riot, is that just her on that song, or is that all of y'all too?
Is she by herself? Yeah.
Okay, so that's by herself. Okay. Taiwan, let me ask you something. How you hooked up with Coolion?
I met Coolion, man, a couple years ago. I was bringing CDs to the store. They got a shop at Bass Tiles on 22nd and Hillboro. Where they give them CDs and stuff, and he told me he sang, so. Rest is history, though, you know.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, shouts out to Bass Dowski and all the boys up in there. You know what I'm saying? Holding down. That's what Diamond is. All right. I got one more 813 caller calling up. And beating him up. All right. Caller, welcome to the show. Welcome to Regular Game Radio. Weezday Wednesday. Presents Coolion the Don, Legend, and Flyboy. We talking about something. Who we got up in her?
Legend, baby.
Oh, there we go. We just brought you up. We was just talking about you. You know what I'm saying? I was like, "Where's Legend at?" And they was like, "Look for the
darkness, everybody. Everyone, darkness is ready."
And then it came. You know what I'm saying? How you doing, baby? Welcome to the show. Welcome to Wrecking the Game Radio. I'm your host, Cap Smells So Good. You was on the Starship Smelly Prize live. We is everywhere, but nowhere. And we was featuring y'all today. You know what I'm saying? We got Mr. Coolion the Don on the line. We got Mr. DJ Taiwan on the line. You know what I'm saying? We got Seattle. We got Texas. Of course, we got Florida all up in here. You know what I'm saying? We got who we got off in the chat room? Let me see. We got Canada.
In the chat room.
Yeah, we got Canada. We got the Netherlands. Shouts out to God. It's on the journey. Shouts out to my co-host, Mr. Cyanide. And we got Mr. Next to the Last Don representing Dallas, Texas. And Ms. Heather is representing Seattle, Washington. So we got a host of people, you know what I'm saying, that's eager to, you know, hear what y'all got going on, you know what I'm saying, spray your projects or who y'all trying to collab with, all that kind of good stuff. Legend, I just pretty much got Cooley on Don's info out the way. Go ahead and give us a little background information on you. Can you hear
me? Hello?
Oh, there you go.
Hey, Reverend A13 T-Town, baby. I am working on a project, my single, new hit single, this Ride. Y'all listen out for it. I have been doing a couple features, one with Fly Boy and then Dirty Boy Slim. Shout out to Best on the Beat, Reckless on the Beat, my producer, my manager, TGZ. Been in the game for a little bit, just kind of stepping out now officially.
Did you say T-Jeezy? Mr. Hustle All Day, T-Jeezy?
That's right.
Okay, shout out. We pumping Hustle All Day up in here. You know what I'm saying? We got Hustle All Day up in here. Shout out my dog,
T-Jeezy.
That's what time it is. Okay, my bad. Go ahead and finish. Yeah, no. What you got? You got MySpace, Facebook? So what kind of, you got info to put out there?
Because, fairly new. I don't have a fan page yet. I don't know music uploaded to any type of network, but I am working on it. It will be blasted by the end of this month. So,
well, just to let you know, shouts out to DJ Daiwan, but you know, I got your song Ride. We're going to be playing that after we get into the Sucker Duckers. But Debbie's the Glass Lady tribute. You know what I'm saying? This is live right here, Regular Game Radio. We're going to get into this, y'all. Check this out, man. I guarantee you this is going to get stuck in your head after y'all hear this one time. You know what I'm saying? Live. Y'all want to get on the line, 347-237-5125. Weezday Wednesday presents Cooley on the Don, Legend, and Fly Boy.
Yeah,
this is the hit, y'all. This is Sucker Duckers.
If you want them official
right here,
Sucker Duckers,
out,
man. We'll holler at Debbie the Glass Lady.
Yeah.
What's up, Don Juan?
Sucker duckers,
I got my
my sucker duckers on.
Sucker duckers, sucker duckers.
I'm in my sucker ducking zone.
Sucker duckers, sucker duckers.
These suckers won't leave me alone.
Sucker duckers, sucker duckers.
I got my sucker duckers on. I got my sucker duckers on. I'm in my sucker ducking zone.
Wednesday, Wednesday, present school y'all.
Suckers won't leave me alone.
Come on now, right up your live, ready to game radio.
I got my sucker ducking
zone. The Trilateral Commission. You're tuning into the
Starship Smelly-Pelly.
Right here live on blogtalkradio.com.
The Starship Smelly-Pelly.
Captain Smells So Good plays nothing but the best independent music worldwide. So tune in to him live right here on blogtalkradio.com. And if you got a problem with that, then you'll see
annihilation. Total, complete, absolute annihilation.
There we go, people. Let's beam everybody back up in here.
Timmy!
Thank you, Timmy. All right, that's what I'm talking about. Let me get my corn music back on. Okay, I want to start this at the top. Get the outsiders input. You know what I'm saying? On the track, Miss Heavenly Angel starting at the top. Yeah, to watch it. You like the song? Well, let me know what you like the song. Did you like the song?
It was catchy, man. It was catchy.
It was stuck in my head now. Right, here we go, here we go. Texas, Dallas, Texas, you know what I'm saying, next to the last dawn.
Yeah, I like the song. They're still on the line, man, or no?
Yeah. Everybody's still on the line. We still got everybody
else. Yeah. But look, I like the song, and I just got a question for them, man, because I like it. Sucker duckers, I like the hook. I want to ask them, well, what do they do? Because there's a lot of down south artists coming out now, and I ain't gonna lie, some of them I like down because I grew up on 8-Ball, MJG, 36 Mafia, and shit like that. Keela, Scarface. So what I want to ask them is, because I like their song, what do they do to keep from sounding like a lot of the some of the stuff that's coming out now, to keep on the real hip hop level instead of like some of the bullshit that's out now, like Soulja Boy and some other shit. I ain't gonna name a whole lot of names, but I like their songs and what they're talking about is good. So how do they separate themselves from some stuff that's from the South that's not that good?
Well, you know, some of those styles are, you know, Tampa is a market where we're a party market. You know what I'm saying? Most of the songs that we make are party songs. They're dancing songs. But there's artists here that, you know, have been overlooked that, you know, have that up north feel and hip hop style and feel like 8-Ball or even the Southern 8-Ball, you know, MJG and those type of rappers. We're still here and we have artists like that. It's just that, you know, we need that exposure.
Legend, okay. You want to chime in on that?
I do have want to hear something on that. I would say it's just a lot of different personalities out here, a lot of different styles, you know what I'm saying? And you just be true to you and understand your flag and what it is. And once you accept you for what it is, you know, you can't help but breathe that natural, that individuality. You feel me? So don't, like, look to clone someone else or someone else's style. Just be you. That's all I can do.
I got one more caller. Let me, got San Jose, California up in the building. Mr. Goofy Bone.
Goofy Bone, damn, what's up, Goofy?
What's poppin'? Was that the next and last Don that was speaking some knowledge right now?
What's up, Goofy?
That's the guest of the day, man. You know what I'm saying? Coolion the Don. And we got Miss Legend up in here, you know what I'm saying? Where Flyboy at? Matter of fact, where Flyboy?
Flyboy, where you at, baby?
Well, shout out to my homeboy Next to the Last Don, man. That's a real brother right there. Real knowledge on the hip hop game. That brother knows everything. He's got the archives of the archives, if you know what I'm talking about. Well, shout out to my homeboy Next to the Last Don. What's up, Smelly? What's popping today?
Oh man, we got the guest up in here talking about Sucker Duckers. Yeah, man,
about
you
what?
Heard the song Sucker Duckers.
Sucker Duckers.
Sucker Duckers.
Nah. You know, I'm Mexican,
never heard
so I don't dive into no crazy music like that, you know. I'm
okay,
just too busy with the mariachis and shit.
All right, people, look, check this out. This is my homeboy, Goofy Bone, you know what I'm saying? Out of San Jose, California, you know what I'm saying? Representing all the Mexicans out there in Cali land, you know what I'm saying? Via San Jose. And he's also an artist, you know what I'm saying? He's also a radio show host on the Blog Talk Radio Network, where I'll be sending y'all song over to, you know what I'm saying? So y'all will be getting played in Cali, as well as Ohio and a couple other states, you know what I'm saying? Because that's what we do here. We network and send music around.
That's all we do.
So what I want to do, because we got some time, I want to actually run it back, but I want to get into one other track. Legend, because I got your song, you know what I'm saying? Tell me a little bit about Ride.
Ride is exactly what it is. That's Ride. Like, Coolion, you know, he pointed on South Music, how we keep the party down here, how we keep it moving. That's just what it is. I love to see the energy in the crowd. I love to see the crowd moving. You know, it's just about having fun and you know, just happy time. And I hear a little bit on some cockiness in there, you know what I'm saying, about, you know, why you checking me? You should be doing your own thing. You're like, I'm in my groove. Why you ain't in your groove? So, I mean, Ride is, that's what Ride inspired me as far as the notion and what I went, where I went with it. As far as, you know, it being released, it's just that I, about 2 weeks ago, so it's just really getting exposed and getting played.
All right, well, y'all check this out. This is Mrs. Legend right here. This is called Ride. Coming right back at you. Weezday Wednesday presents Coolie on the Dawn. Miss Legend and Fly Boy.
Hey, Legend.
Like, ooh,
Let me see you move as a fool, now ride. Get your nose on your back, now ride. Now ride for the people, let's ride. Let you move to the beat like ooh. Let me see you move as a fool, now ride. Get your nose on your back, now ride.
Any questions, man, y'all can hit up 237-5125, man. Y'all want to get online, get some shout outs, give y'all comments, critiques, or whatever, you know what I'm saying? Y'all can call on up. Here's a question.
Hey, Smelly, who was that? That was a jam right there.
Yeah, yeah, I was going to get the start from the top, but since all the 813 is at the top, let's start with Next to the Last Don, you know what I'm saying? Next to the Last Don, where you at?
Hey, I'm here, man. I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yeah, go ahead. You got it.
Yeah, I like the song, man. I like the hook because it's not like I said, it's not like the rest of some of that shit, man. It's from down south. I like down south artists, but if it's got something nice to it, I like it. It ain't on that bullshit like some of the shit. So, yeah, hey, I give it the thumbs up, man.
That's real. All right. We got thumbs up. There we go. Mr. Goof at Boat.
I give it two thumbs up and a bone up.
There you go. I said I was saying on
only
lady.
You, baby. Only you.
Right.
That's
California right there. Washington, what you got? What you got?
I'm feeling it. I was liking it. And Shu reminds me of Q, the voice.
Man. Yeah, there you go. That's another compliment.
Yeah.
That's shouts out to Q, you know what I'm saying? My homegirl, she a poet, you know what I'm saying? She reminds of the voice of a poet, you know what I'm saying? No, that wasn't Q. That was
I'm telling you, yeah, she sounds like Q, huh?
But,
is she?
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's what's up. All right, so people, y'all got three thumbs up and a bone. I don't know what the phone really means, but three thumbs up. We can use that.
Smell it.
Ask the bride named Brianna last night. She'll tell you about the bone.
Smell it.
What's up?
Can Goofy hear me?
Yeah.
Nah, Don, I didn't hear you. What's up, partner?
I'm just saying, what's up, dog? Man, I wish you was doing the show sometime coming up after Smelly or something, man. What's going on?
Oh, you know what? I'll probably do a show about 3 o'clock your time.
Okay, cool.
Cause I just left some bride's house right now. You know, I had an all nighter, so I gotta go.
Man,
get
you always had an all nighter, all day, or something with a bra, man.
Oh, come on, man. I'm Goofy Bone. You know, I gotta be boning.
Then later on, you be posting on your Facebook dogging the bitch.
This right
hey,
here
you know
is a prime example.
Is, you know, the funny thing is that you know, all the women know I'm a player and all of a sudden I post everything. And it's like they all comment on it. They all put themselves on blast. It's like I never say, oh, this girl and this girl, I'm doing this girl and that girl. But nah, they put themselves on blast. It's like you step in your own shit. And then they get mad at me like, oh, I have to be one of your girls.
Excuse me, people. I have to do something real quick. I'm going to have to put my goddamn sucker duckers on for y'all, you know what I'm saying? Cause I don't see y'all right now in y'all conversation, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, this crazy.
I don't see y'all right now.
If you want them,
it's your sucker duckers run back, goddamn
it.
All y'all that
man.
What's up,
Don
Juan? I'm going to y'all the Don Fisher Legend Fly Boy. The Glad Lady.
Sucker duckers. I got my sucker duckers. Sucker duckers. Sucker duckers.
I'm
my sucker duckers.
Good.
don't see how I can't hear you. Head too high, making my way through. I'ma need some room, y'all move to the side. Got everything glass in, y'all look in my eyes. I do see yours, moving up my thighs. Too high, too fresh, about to make a mess. All my fans, where you at? Need some help with this sweat. This ain't for real, they don't know the real deal. This man, cause they can't get up under my veil. You fake, fool, you fool. Ain't wasting my time with none of your kind. I'm gonna bind you with these stones that I have across my eyes. They gon' know me by tonight, by the way I shine. Watch me climb to the max, gonna reach climax. All these girls up here, y'all move to the back. They watching my hair, they watching my gear. Got my second like a zone, this center right here.
Come down here, check this out. We got everything that a nigga need in the hood right here.
Right on.
Oh, yeah. Even though I don't go to it. MySpace.com/SFNVisions. That's just real nigga shit. Y'all can hit me up. Trey Folk, Wrecking the Game Entertainment. Party time, smell good. This nigga here.
Yeah, terrible, bitch.
See me, boy. Energize.
Energize.
Are you ready to be tuned up for one of the hottest shows on the network? Will join Captain Smell So Good and international co-host Saya Knight from the Netherlands Monday through Saturday, 12 p.m. to 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on the Starship Smell It Ride at www.blogtalkradio.com/WDDE Radio.
Oh, man. Got my sucker duckers on. I got my sucker duckers on, people. Hey, tell me something. How the hell can I order me a motherfucking pair of sucker duckers?
Mel.
Yeah.
You got to call Debbie the Glass Lady.
All right, well, check this out. Let me see here. Debbie the Glass Lady. You got to call Debbie the Glass Lady, right?
Hey, Smell, hold on for a minute. My homegirl want to holler at you. Hold on.
All right, what? Run it, run it.
What's up? It's Shay Allen, the Don Diva. What it do?
We got Miss J in the building. What's happening?
What's happening, Don Diva?
Yeah.
Oh, that's my homeboy, Goofy Bone from California. San Jose, saying what's up to you.
Oh, yeah, that's
what's
going on out there.
Yeah. That's y'all. You connected right now. You got like six different people, about three different states on the line right now. You got Texas, California, and Washington, you know what I'm saying, all up in here. Actually, you got Canada, and you got the Netherlands. So you got a couple of different countries and states listening in right now, you know what I'm saying? So just for y'all to be aware.
Oh, well, that's I'm Stay out in the Don Diva, and I'm repping the FLA from the 850 to the 813. Y'all make sure y'all check out the new single right tonight featuring my girl, Vonnie Bunche. Hit me up on Facebook, Jay Allen.
Yeah. Oh, y'all heard of him first. He's ready to game.
Ready.
Yeah. What happened?
Hey, the Don is still on there, right?
Yeah. Is the who? Is who?
Is the Don and Legend still on there? They gone.
Yeah, everybody's still on. Everybody's still on. Y'all ready?
Hey,
if y'all got questions or whatever,
I want to tell that man, the Don Legend, the Fly Boy, man, keep doing your thing, man. Keep focusing on your dream, man, and do your thing.
Appreciate it.
Thank you, man. That's real. Hey, y'all, hold on.
Hey, well, attention, everybody, attention. I got to split out of here because I got to go give me a fade. But I'm having a show at 12 p.m. on the West Coast. No, I'm going to go fade. Get a
fade,
no haircut.
Oh, you mean a haircut? Oh.
Clean up the act, huh?
So I'm going to
get that southern shit, y'all. You know what I'm saying?
Gonna have a show.
I thought you were going to go fight somebody.
I'm going to have a show at 12 p.m. on the West Coast, 2 p.m. in the Central, and 3 p.m. on the East Coast. Just look up 186.2.
2 p.m. my time. Worldwide radio, motherfucker.
All right, everybody, much love from San Jose.
California.
All right,
yeah.
All
right,
man.
All right, boy.
Thank you,
Tom. Yeah, San Jose, California. Y'all check this out. We're going to do something real exclusive right here. And see if she even, and see if she picks up the phone. You know what I'm saying? All right, y'all hold on real quick. We're going to call Debbie the Glass later.
Uh-oh.
See if we can give her a ring. Y'all hold on.
Hey,
we got popping here. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, what?
Hello.
Yeah, y'all lie. Everybody lying. Hold on, we calling Debbie the Glass Link.
It's Flyboy.
Oh, Flyboy, what's the hand of Pippin?
What it doing, Chili?
Now, if you want to help me win this race, give your name, your telephone number, and I'll get right back at you. And remember, only willing participants apply. Have a great day.
Okay.
That's right.
Hey, what the number at the caller? Y'all got a number to call him?
I don't know. Let me out at DeJuan. I don't know. He just gave me
the
phone.
Yeah, y'all got a number to call her. Okay, but what's up, Flyboy? What's happening with you, Pepper?
And I'm chilling, man. Chilling.
Okay, that's what's up. Welcome to the show, man. Hey, real quick, everybody, let me get your info. You know what I'm saying? I know Legend, she gave us the Facebook, or if you got MySpace or something like that, you know what I'm saying? Shoot us your info real quick.
My info is just Google Florida Fly Squad. You know what I'm saying? Florida Fly Squad 813. It'll pull up everything. That's all you gotta do is Google that name. It's gonna pull up everything on me.
Okay, Florida. Hold on, let me, cause I'm typing this in for other people to check it out. Florida Flash Squad.
Fly Squad. F L Y S Q U A D. Florida Fly Squad. All right,
John.
Your mom.
Flyboy.
Yeah.
Hey, man, like I said earlier, man, I like what y'all doing, man. Follow y'all dreams, man. Stick with what y'all doing, man. I like it.
Yeah, appreciate that, man. We trying to start this movement, you know, and, you know what I'm saying, bring everybody together in the city, start some unity, man, so we can make this money together.
Yeah, that's real.
I feel you, man. Yeah, make that money together because, you know what, you down in Florida, y'all need to get off of the in the first 48, man.
Yeah, for real.
Right, there you go.
Let's hate,
you know what I'm saying?
No, man. We trying to show love for a change.
Yeah,
Exactly.
Hey, y'all got any shows coming up?
Yeah, I actually got a show. I got a show tomorrow night down here in Tampa at the Blue Shark, a little spot called the Blue Shark in Ybor. Got a show there tomorrow.
Okay. All right. Shout out to that J3 holding it down.
Yeah.
DJ J3. Yeah, y'all shout out to DJ J3 Hustle. What is it? Southern Hustle Radio.
Yeah.
And I got a show tonight. I'm putting out a new
role,
popping off
this
recording.
Okay, when that is?
Tonight, it's a Fat Club Nouveau down here.
Oh, you got a show too?
Florida. Yep.
Are you performing tonight, Rick?
I'm performing tonight at the Facebook party.
Okay, I'm going to slide through, check that. Then you know I got to show you support.
Okay, what time that pop off?
So it's open at 10.
Okay. All right. That's what time. That's at Nouveau. Club Nouveau. That's okay.
Hey, can I ask a question real quick, man? Since all y'all from Florida, right?
Yeah, we are from
Florida.
I'm from Florida.
What I want to ask y'all, man, I mean, I know, like, I'm from Cleveland originally, but I live in Dallas now. But a lot of the artists out there, man, who have been coming to Cleveland, some of them don't really get along. I mean, they all kind of trying to do their own thing. How's it down there in Florida? Do, like, all the underground artists and people who are trying to come up, do all y'all, like, click? Or is it, like, you know, people don't like one another or beef or what?
Yeah, I mean, it's the same thing. Everybody trying to be person, you know what I'm saying, instead of just trying to be the best they can be. People need to quit comparing themselves to the next person, trying to be better than the next person, and just be the best at what they care about the next person. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's everywhere.
Just
that's human nature, man.
We try to support each other down here, you know what I'm saying? We show everybody love. Ain't too much
animosity
going on.
You know what I'm saying? My crew and the people I mess with, we all show each other love, you know what I'm saying? Me, Legend, TG, it's a few people, you know. We do our thing. We do shows together and everything.
But the only reason why I ask, because I know it's a lot of clicks if you're down with one another, everybody cool. But it's not just, like I said, it's in Cleveland, and then I know it's other places, like Milwaukee, Chicago, whatever. People, they trying to come up. Everybody who want to click together, they cool. But then it's like other people from the town who not big time, everybody trying to do their thing. Some people trying to step on them, trying to get up to the top.
Yeah, but see, that's what I'm saying. We not, me, Legend, TGZ, Tom, we all from different cliques. We ain't all from the same clique. We just, you know what I'm saying?
Cool.
Just get together and we make it happen. We buy business. We gonna make moves.
That's good, man. That's all I'm asking, man, because I know how it is in this game, man. Some cats, man, you know, they don't want to see the next man make it.
Well, sometimes you got to put your sucker duckers on and, you know, duck them suckers.
Yeah. Let me give my little word. Put my little 2 cents in there. Let me just say, and not to, you know, and anybody who ever listened to my radio show know I'll take this show from A to Z. You know what I'm saying? So what I mean by that is the audience I have, you know what I'm saying, my sidekick, Miss Heavenly Angel, you know what I'm saying, she's from Seattle, Washington, you know what I'm saying? She's a white woman, you know what I'm saying, from Washington. You know what I'm saying? My co-host is a white male from the Netherlands, which is all the way over there in the UK and Europe, you know what I'm saying? Next to the last Don, you black, you know what I'm saying? From Texas, you know what I'm saying? My homeboy Goofy Bone that called in, that's a Mexican from California, you know what I'm saying? And we got I believe Miss Goddess, you know what I'm saying? She's white female from Canada, you know what I'm saying? And everybody gave good feedback, positive feedback about your music. Everybody was jumping on your music, you know what I'm saying, from the first time hearing. So, I mean, don't never sit up here and just be targeted to just trying to push it in your own, you know what I'm saying, just to your people. You know what I'm saying? Open yourself up to everybody who want to listen to it. I mean, if, you know, anybody who wants to book you for a party, you need to be there. If it's at the OK Corral, you know what I'm saying, and they two-step into the music, you know what I'm saying, you need to be there. One way your music, you know what I'm saying? Just by doing shows just at Booty Shaw or just at Nouveau, you know what I'm saying? Step off into the Orpheum. I can actually get you shows at the Orpheum, you know what I'm saying? And other know, Blue Martini and other crowds, you know what I'm saying, that cater to a non-urban, you know what I'm saying, crowd. You know what I'm saying? They're willing to listen to you, though. You see what I'm saying? So even, you know, I've DJed for Indian people, Mexican people, white people, black people, Spanish people, and I ain't understand half of none of it, including black people. But we all got along, you know what I'm saying? Because I played what they wanted, you know what I'm saying? And that's been, yeah. And I understood, you know what I'm saying? I just understood what they wanted. You know, I catered to their needs. You know, and that's what y'all need to do. Your music is universal. It appeals to everybody.
Yeah, it's universal, man. And as long as you got the love for music, hey, I'm with you.
Yeah.
Well, I do any song. I don't care. I do all kind of music.
Tell
me that real quick. What's the song right now is more, I want to just call it hip-hop. You know, what? I guess what genre of music do y'all kind of categorize yourself?
For me, I would say I do more so pop rap.
Category of music, you know what I'm saying? Because I do all type of music. I do R&B, I do rap, I do neo soul, I do it all. So I don't limit myself to one kind of music. I just like music. I just do music, period.
Okay.
And then like I said earlier, man, hey, I'm calling about Dallas, man. I liked it. Everything I heard, first time I ever heard y'all was today on this show. Now, see, now that I got the exposure, I can go to whatever information y'all gave him, go to y'all sites or whatever, check the shit out, download it, you know, whatever it is, go on there, and then share other people about y'all. I like it. Like I said, I don't like all the down south rap because, like, well, certain people like Soulja Boy, and I got to say him, I don't like his shit. And then a few other people, but I really like y'all shit because y'all talking about something and then the shit is catchy. So, yeah, I like it, man. Keep doing what y'all doing.
Amen. Yeah. And honestly, the song, I thought it was from up north. You know what I'm saying? I thought it was up north. I thought all y'all was from up north. I always expecting everybody to come on and be repping Chi-Town or Illinois or something like that. And sending shots out to NY, Jersey or somebody. You know what I'm saying? So for the South to be showing that versatility like that, that we can sound completely, you know what I'm saying, different. Oh yeah, that takes us all out of the normal Duke City or the booty shape from Miami and all that. You know what I'm saying, all the way, you know, from those two different cities. That's what we really known for: booty shaking in Miami and juking in Tampa. But it's all like that.
I mean, a lot of that versatility down here, people just be going the wrong way about getting themselves heard. So nobody knows what's going on. They be more concerned about just doing shows in certain clubs down here because they feel like they're street artists or they're street rapper. They want to just do clubs for the songs for the streets and stuff like that. So, I mean, it's crazy to me.
But really, people going to listen to y'all because I grew up in Chicago. That's where I grew up. That's my hometown, Chicago, Illinois. I moved to Cleveland in like 93. Now I'm in Dallas. But the whole thing about it is, when I grew up, the Midwest, I don't give a fuck with nobody. The West Coast and the Midwest, we always been acceptance to the South. Always.
Yeah.
It's all the West Coast, now back in the day, didn't always accept the South. And then like New York. But it's always been the Midwest has always been riding down with the South. And the West Coast. That's why, like, Too Short get down with people like from the South and all that, because the South got something real. They got something to offer, man. So people, you know, if you really feel a real hip hop, you love the South. Cause I grew up on Luke, Uncle Luke. I know y'all know Luke. I grew up on MC Shy D. Motherfucker down from MC Shy D. I grew up on that nigga, and that motherfucker was from Atlanta somewhere. But when I was young, he was out. So we was always, but it's been mostly like the East Coast. Who really wasn't acceptable to the shit, but the Midwest and the West Coast love the South, man. Hey, I love the South, man. I love the South.
Right. You know, I'm
like 8-bar MJG record. You know what I'm saying? I love the South, man. I love the South.
I love the South.
That's real. That's definitely real. Well, hey, people, you know what I'm saying? You know, this has been a pleasure, man. Coolion the Don, this legend, you know what I'm saying? Thank you, Flyboy. DJ Dawan, man. What mixtape can we catch this song on?
For me?
Hello?
Go to worksessions.com.
Go to the call Pimps, Dimes, and Rhymes coming out next week.
Okay, what Pimps, Dimes, and Rhymes?
Yes, sir. Pimps, Dimes, and Rhymes.
Okay. Oh, Riders. Pimps, Dimes, and Riders. And you say you can go to work sessions.
Yeah, that's it. Work sessions. Yeah.
Okay, worksession.com / what?
Hold on, he finna get info.
Go to work sessions.
Yeah, I'm
gonna
drop
this
in.
Who we on the dawn?
Yeah. Okay, work. Hold on.
www.worksessions.com. Go to search. Type in Coolion the Don. It'll come up. Or type in Tucker Duckers.
Okay, when you click on it. All right, well, let me get the exact link. I'll get the exact link for y'all. You know, man, real quick. I'm actually registered to Work Sessions, too. So I got an account on there now. I'll be adding, you know what I'm saying, y'all songs to my little... You know what I'm saying? My little promo thing. I kind of it seems something like SoundClick. So. Okay, do a search real quick. Okay, suck a duck.
Hey, what legend? Where you at, legend?
I'm still here.
Okay.
Y'all gotta excuse me. I'm laying relaxed and you know cutting up this flyness over here.
Night, smells so good. She performing tonight.
Yeah. I'm actually going. I gotta go shoot by the damn camera place and take my camera battery back so I can get my camera charged up for the night. Tonight is Wednesday night. Oh, see, y'all be taking my house tonight. I'll be fine. Oh my god. I have to see what's up, though. You know what I'm saying? I have to see what's up. Hey, what time are you going to be performing?
At the Facebook party.
Yeah, what time you exactly are you going to be performing, do you know?
I don't know exactly when I'm going on the stage, do my thing or whatever, because a lot of artists are going to be there tonight. I believe the show kicks off about 11:30, so we're just going to keep it in rotation. Not sure exactly when I'm on it.
Okay. Dawan, I know you're going to be there, right?
Should be there.
Alright, cooking
my turkey.
Cooking your turkey? No, you can't cook. Oh, sorry.
Hey, pick up Tom G and them cushion cups.
Oh, yeah, definitely that. You know what I'm saying? Big ups, Tom G. Big ups, Miss John New. If y'all ain't heard of Miss John New, that's my artist. You know what I'm saying? She got the song out there by DJ Trans called I'm That Bitch. Also, a song called I Need Money. You know what I'm saying? So if y'all looking for other people to collab with, y'all end up meeting her anyways because when y'all see her, y'all see me. When y'all normally see me, y'all see her. So we got to run hand in hand like that. You know what I'm saying? So y'all look out for Miss John New. Check out www.myspace.com/John New the Princess or /DrakBoysPrincess, DrakBoys Princess. Not part of the dumbass motherfuckers who was in the Florida Center recently. Talking about they got indicted and shit as part of the Drag Boy gang. I ain't talking about them.
Yeah, that's my cousin. John knew my cousin.
Oh, she is?
Yeah.
Oh, whatever. Yeah, why the hell we ain't met them? That's weird. You ain't been to none of our shows.
I done been to some other shows, but... We used to be clashing, like, because it's like when I have a show, she be having a show the same time. And a lot of my shows be out of town, so I be gone all the time.
Well, that's where you're supposed to be.
Yeah.
Now, where the money at? Yeah, people that damn sure ain't in Tampa, that motherfucker just want to pay you $100 to get on stage when you get $500 to go over to Georgia, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. You lie about that.
You know, I mean, you got to kind of... expand your roots, but that's what I'm trying to do with this radio station. You know what I'm saying? Hook y'all up with worldwide contacts, and if you want to go, go. You know what I'm saying? I'm pretty sure they'll book you a show to bring you down to Dallas. You know what I'm saying? He might not, you know, be the booking agent, but I'm pretty sure he knows somebody down there that can talk to somebody. Say, hey, man, I heard these people all the way in Tampa on this radio show, and I think they'll jam with this one song called Sucker Duckers if they bring it down here.
That's what's up. Y'all definitely got my support. Anything y'all need on my end, me and my team behind it. So, you know what I'm saying? Just holler at me. I got all y'all.
Shout out to the Glass Ladies on them Sucker Duckers. They are hot. Wait on my pal.
Smell it.
Yeah.
Smell it. Can I say this? I have just been beamed up by the mothership, the Smelly Ship Prize. If you ain't on the phone, if you ain't listening worldwide, whatever, you ain't been beamed up. If you're on the phone, the chat room, if you're listening worldwide, then you have just been beamed up by the Starship, the Smelly Prize.
That's real.
That's real.
Just been beamed up. You know what I'm saying? I appreciate everybody. You know what I'm saying? Coming through. You know what I'm saying? They beam on. And that's what we do up in here. You know what I'm saying? And we follow a Star Trek theme. You know what I'm saying? Because that's where I'm at. My thinking is in 3009. You know what I'm saying? Not 2000. I'm 1,000 years ahead of time. So that's how we got to think. You know what I'm saying? And progressing music, our craft, and everything else. You know what I'm saying? Don't think for now. Think ahead of time. And you'll always be ahead of time. Huh? Message? Oh, anyway.
It's gone soft on us like some schoolboy bitch.
You sound like a gay.
Oh, my man. Hey. Your ass off the controller. Sorry, people. I left my hide help right there. You know what I'm saying? That's my homie, Timmy. And, you know, it's part of the affirmative action that I had to do in order to get the Starship on the road. You know what I'm saying? So it's all good. We keep it real. We hold it down. And from all around the world, people, you know what I'm saying? Everybody want to give last shots out, you know what I'm saying, before we get up out of this thing.
How about I get my nutty on for 5 minutes?
She's talking about news, people. She's talking about news.
I didn't get my nutty yesterday either.
Hey, I'll make it up to you for Thursday. Too Much Music Thursday. How about that? And don't forget, people, tomorrow's show is Too Much Music Thursday, even for the Turkey Day. So you can call in the same number and just listen online, you know what I'm saying? And I'll be jamming all your hits. Favorite hits all day long, 2 hours straight, 12 p.m. to 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And it's going to be always live up in here, you know what I'm saying, doing real big. I got Sucker Duckers added to the roster and the rotation. I got the new Let's Ride. And, going down real big, you know what I'm saying. Let me be my Mexican homeboy back up in here real quick. Well, then, let me
keep on. Freshly laid and freshly fade. What's up, people?
Yeah, amen. What's up, man?
Right. Let's go with the ball back up in the field of people, you know what I'm saying? Freshly laid and freshly fade.
Faded.
Yeah. Yeah, man. Trying to make that rhyme, you know what I'm saying?
I tried.
Yeah. Hey, smell it.
What's that?
Smell it. Hey, what you doing, man? Taking photos or DJing or what?
What's that, at the show?
Yeah, I heard you saying something about earlier
you
somewhere. What
do
you be doing?
Me personally, I'd be on 34th and Chelsea Street. You can check me out in Tampa Bay, Florida. You know what I'm saying? I'd be right there by the old honky-tonk next to Bachelor's, you know what I'm saying, home of the hot chicken and chili chicken sandwich. Y'all can come and enjoy that. You know what I'm saying? Tell them.
Chili sandwich, man. That just sounds good. That's what they sell down there?
Oh, yeah. That's how we do it down here. You know what I'm saying? We got that chili and chicken going down. You know what I'm saying? Y'all come with ice
Mexican
cream. Got everything popping. You know what I'm saying? Got everything. Soul Food Sundays. You know what I'm saying? Come in to good Soul Food Sundays. Thursday, Friday, we got barbecue. You know what I'm saying? My homeboy, John, got the barbecue going down. I got snacks next door, the CDs, mixtapes. $2, you know what I'm saying? My tent. Look for a sign that says nothing over $2. You know what I'm saying? Because that's how I roll. You know what I'm saying?
Nothing over $2.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm wrecking the game entertainment, baby. I'm the only nigga in the hood doing it like that. You know what I'm saying? I got everything. Blood, black mile, half a tam cigarette, panty holes, socks, ski mask. Goddamn, I don't give a fuck with me. Come and get
it. Even when you said ski mask.
Shit. High heels, pump. You know what I'm saying? I got it all. Knock off jewelry for you want to be blinking ass motherfuckers out there. I got it all. Come on, holler at me. Straight boat. That's how we do it.
Damn.
Going down to Florida.
Hey, it's going down, man. You know what I'm saying? Ain't come get some sucker duckers. Come in soon. I'm going to have them on the block if I can. Well, I doubt it because y'all know who's going to be jacking too much. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. They got sucker duckers. Give them up, sucker. And then I'm going to have a duck. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Go on now. All right, people. We got to get up out of here so I can go and smoke some more air. Yeah, almost. Yeah, air. Air. There we go.
Smoke some more dope.
You know, fucking dope head. This is Weed Say Wednesday presents Coolion the Don Legend.
Damn, it's Weed Say Wednesday.
Fly boy. What's happening? So we was about to build them, people. DJ Daiwan, Coolion the Don, Miss Legend, Fly boy. Next to the last Don, Miss Heavenly Angel, Goopep, Miss PC Bone, Pork, that came through. Goddess on the Journey, representing Canada. Mr. Sayanai representing the Netherlands. Everybody worldwide that came to and represent for Wrecking the Game Radio, thank y'all very much. Make sure y'all tune in each and every day, 12 p.m. to 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. This is how we do it, off the chain, off the brain.
Much
every
love,
day.
Everybody. Much love.
Oh, yeah.
Much
we'll
love.
Get out here with Miss John Nudis, my artist. You know what I'm saying? This is the new hit single called I'm That Bitch. I'll let y'all on the flip side. If I can make it through the show,
I'm that bitch. I'm that good pussy. I'm that bitch. Yeah, I make that money. I'm that bitch. I don't take shit. I'm that bitch.
I wanna get loose.